You're listening to SBS News.
A dramatic day in the United Kingdom as the country's Prime Minister Boris Johnson announced that he would be resigning, following days of speculation and mounting pressure for him to do so. The end, when it finally came, was just as chaotic as every other chapter of Mr. Johnson's political career. In the days leading up to his resignation, dozens of ministers had stepped down. Two of them top cabinet secretaries who both left, saying their consciences would no longer allow them to serve Boris Johnson. One of them was former UK Health Minister Sajid Javid.
Treading the tightrope between loyalty and integrity has become impossible in recent months. And Mr. Speaker, I will never risk losing my integrity.
The trigger was an attempted cover-up by Johnson, who promoted his former aide Chris Pincher to a top legislative post, despite sexual misconduct claims against him. The Prime Minister initially tried to claim he didn't know about the allegations, then changed his mind.
I apologise for it. I think in hindsight it was the wrong thing to do.
Did you want to joke, though, Pincher by name, Pincher by nature?
Well, what I can tell you is that if I look at the background of this and why I regret it so much, is that about 3 years ago, there was a complaint made against Chris Pincher in the Foreign Office. The complaint was cleared up. He apologised. It was raised with me in orally. I was briefed on what had happened. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if I had my time again, I would think back on it.
The 58-year-old former journalist turned London Lord Mayor leaves behind a messy legacy, rife with scandal and brazen political moves. He led Britain out of the European Union, but the Brexit transition was a rocky one, leaving the United Kingdom with a stagnant economy, disputed trade agreements stemming the flow of goods, and still unresolved border issues with Northern Ireland. His responses to the COVID-19 pandemic typified his tenure. He was initially criticised for not acting quickly enough to prevent the spread of the virus and for not taking it seriously.
I'm shaking hands continuously. I was at a hospital the other night where I think there were actually a few coronavirus patients, and I shook hands with everybody, you'll be pleased to know, and I continue to shake hands, and I think it's very important that people obviously can make up their own minds.
To date, the country has lost over 181,000 lives to the virus. Later on, he publicly called for lockdowns and social distancing, leading Britons to isolate, unable to say goodbye to loved ones or grieve together.
No one regrets these measures more bitterly than I do, but we must take firm action now.
But it was then revealed that Boris Johnson was privately hosting and attending parties in large groups. He first denied any involvement, coercing his cabinet to back him, then went on to face national scorn for lying and a nearly politically fatal no-confidence vote in Parliament last month. Tory MP John Barron says he withdrew his support for the PM after the independent report by public servant Sue Gray into what became known as Partygate.
For many of us on the backbenchers, the integrity of Parliament is paramount. And, you know, I resigned or withdrew my support from him when the Sue Gray report clearly laid bare the extent of rule-breaking. And then it was beyond credibility to believe that he didn't know it was going on.
Alistair Campbell, the former Director of Communications for the Labour Blair government, has told the BBC that Boris Johnson's difficulty with telling the truth was well known.
Anybody who's ever known Boris Johnson, I've known him for over 30 years, anybody who's ever worked with him knows that he's a liar. Every single person who worked with him knew that he was a liar. Every single person who sat around that cabinet table and propped him up knew he was a liar. Every single right-wing commentator who licked his backside and told us he was going to be a wonderful man, they all knew he was a liar.
Boris Johnson's departure comes as public trust in his leadership hits record lows. A poll last month indicated that 3 in 4 Britons viewed him as untrustworthy. But even as he announced he'd leave, he said he would stay on as Prime Minister until a successor is named, sometime before the party's annual conference in early October. Opposition Labour leader Keir Starmer threatened to bring the matter to a vote of no confidence, saying it's a matter of national interest.
He needs to go. He can't cling on in this way. His own party have finally concluded that he's unfit to be Prime Minister. They can't now inflict him on the country for the next few months. It's obvious he's unfit to be Prime Minister. That's been blindingly obvious for a very, very long time. And if they don't get rid of him, then Labour will step up in the national interest and bring a vote of no confidence, because we can't go on with this Prime Minister clinging on for months and months to come.
While questions remain about whether he can be a legitimate and effective caretaker Prime Minister, most Conservative MPs are already looking to who will be the country's next leader. The frontrunners are former Chancellor of the Exchequer Rishi Sunak, Foreign Secretary Liz Truss, and Deputy Prime Minister Dominic Raab. It will mark a chaotic end to a chaotic prime ministership. Tina Quinn, SBS News.